This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
We hear from the Reverend David MacLeod about a vigil for Nazanin Ratcliffe. Many of us have read about the story of Nazanin Ratcliffe's imprisonment in Iran and separation from her daughter in the media. How did you come to organise a prayer vigil for her?
Well, on the 8th of May, friends of mine who are long-standing members of our church posted a link on Facebook asking us to help their friends, Nazanin and Richard, and their daughter, Gabriella. The link was to a change petition on change.org, calling on our Prime Minister and the Supreme Leader of Iran to use their power and influence to intervene and bring Nazanin and Gabriella home. And this is the first time I'd heard about their story. At that point, Nazanin had been held for 36 days without charge, and this was after being detained at the airport by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard on the 3rd of April. And I found out from my friends what had happened, and I wanted to do what I could to support them. I wanted to do something positive, something that would help them in this situation. And as I was praying for them one evening, I had a strong sense of God's love for this family, and how he is the one who gives us faith, hope, and love. And one Bible verse that came to mind was Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, where Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And as I was praying, I also thought of Jesus and we as Christians being light in the world. And Matthew 17, verse 20 came to mind, where Jesus said, "Faith as small as the smallest of seeds can move a mountain." And I've always felt that loving your neighbour isn't just about the people local to us, around us, because the Good Samaritan saw a person in need and responded. And I mean, I know that Jesus calls us to do the same. And so, in effect, I had seen the need this family have, and they had become my neighbours. And I wasn't sure if my ideas would be of any help. So I put my trust in God, as it were. And on the 6th of June, I messaged Richard and shared my idea of a candlelit vigil and a prayer vigil. And people may wonder, you know, why do this for someone I've never met? And I thought, well, imagine that a friend of yours takes their almost two-year-old daughter on holiday to visit her grandparents and to celebrate a holiday. And just as they're about to leave the airport to come home, they're asked to leave their daughter with their parents, and soldiers ask them to help them with a query that they have. This is, in effect, what happened to Naz 84 days ago. Since then, she's been interrogated, imprisoned without charge, left unable to walk at one point, and accused of trying to topple a government. And she's been separated from those that she loves. And her husband, Richard, made the difficult decision to go public with this. And that has already made a difference to his wife's conditions. And I felt that a vigil could be something that would be appropriate for people of faith as well as people of no faith, and Christians in particular, would be able to use it to pray for this family and for these people in need.
And why do you think a prayer vigil is important to have at this time in particular?
Well, I know some of us may be feeling powerless at the moment after the events of the past week, especially when it comes to international politics, and wondering if we have a voice, if we can change things, if we can make a difference. And my feeling is if you can light a candle on Tuesday or tomorrow or sign the petition, then you can make a difference. And I feel strongly that we can make a difference in three key ways. One is through prayer, and one is by standing together as witnesses to what is happening. And also, being a light to Nazanin, Kamal and their families and all people who are held without charge, something we can do because of our faith and because of our hope that change is possible, and also our belief in freedom. And I believe many people share one or more of those values, and we can let them know that they haven't been forgotten. when I personally believe that God answers prayer and that nothing is impossible to him. I know from personal experience that prayer is a powerful thing that can bring about change in situations which seem impossible at the time. And I've also seen what can be achieved through social media with people of all faiths and none working together, standing up for family, for friendship, and, if you like, our shared humanity. Standing up for family, friendship, and our shared humanity. This vigil also falls during Ramadan, the holy month under the Islamic faith, which is a time for them to remember and show charity to those less fortunate. And in Iran, many powerless prisoners are released during Ramadan. Tomorrow, when the vigil is being held, we have an opportunity to be a light for Nazanin, Kamal, and all held captive without charge and their families, and to stand alongside them in their time of need.
So how can people take part in the vigil tomorrow?
We're asking people to, first of all, light a candle for Nazanin and Kamal, their loved ones, and for all those who are held as prisoners without charge in Iran and around the world, as a prayer for those with faith and as a symbol of hope for those who don't have a faith or who are not religious. Over the course of the vigil, different family members and supporters will read out different statements and prayers. And the vigil brings together a number of British families and their friends in similar situations. But there are also, as well as the main vigil being held in London, there's going to be one held in Cardiff and other parts of the world. And the main vigil will be in London opposite Downing Street on Whitehall. Starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow. It will be held between 9 and 11 o'clock in the evening. And we will also be holding a vigil in Cardiff. And others are planning to hold small vigils either at home or at suitable local community areas around the UK and in different parts of the world. So all of these can start at 9 o'clock local time, but it may be that you hold it at a different time or that you're not able to attend a vigil in person. So we're asking people to light a candle privately at home and pray if they'd like to, or to post a picture of it or of them holding their candle online. And they can do that to a special Facebook event page. Posting these pictures can be any time throughout Ramadan and up to the end of the Eid that follows, the 6th of July. If you're having a small private vigil or praying yourself, wherever you are in the world, we're asking people if they would post a picture of this online, in a way expressing the global support that exists for Nazanin and Gabriella and Grandpa Kamal, and also the other families suffering detention in Iran. So if people would like to, they're invited to send a picture of their lit candle to either at Free Nazanin on Instagram and Twitter, or by posting their images to the visitor post section in the Free Nazanin Facebook page or the comment section of the Facebook Candlelit Vigil event page. If you want to find out more, then information can be found at freenazanin.com or on the Facebook Free Nazanin. Also, if people are using Twitter, then they're invited to use hashtag candles for freedom, bring them home, free Nazanin and free Kamal Farouki. We will collect and publish a collage of these photographs of people holding a candle and use this as a message of unity, of hope and of prayer. Something else that people can do, if you'd like to do more, is to sign the petition, which can be found at change.org. And so far, over 775,000 people have signed the petition for Nazanin. And if you feel you're able to sign that, when it reaches 100 people, Richard, her husband, intends to deliver it to the Iranian embassy.
And finally, I understand you've prepared a prayer to be used. Can you share that with us now?
Yes, it may be that you have your own way that you would like to pray or pray with others, either tomorrow or leading up to the vigil. If you would like to share in this prayer, I've written a prayer that people can use and pray either together now as they hear this broadcast or tomorrow evening. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, who sets the lonely in families and leads out the prisoners with singing, we thank you that Jesus came to proclaim freedom for those held captive. We pray for all those imprisoned without charge or justice, that the doors will be opened and chains removed, so that they are set free. May the powerful in our nations look favorably on those who are powerless. May the mountains of oppression and injustice in our world be moved. Help us not to forget the prisoners, but be a light in the darkness, that they may know your love, hope, and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.